I believe families belong together. I believe separating families is both immoral and wrong. I believe arresting and deporting law-abiding immigrants is immoral and wrong. I believe our country is stronger because of immigrants. I believe immigration is a positive for our country. Here's some facts. 800,000 immigrants have received protections through the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program created by President Barack Obama. 10.5 million undocumented immigrants currently live in the United States. 325,000 people live in the U.S. under Temporary Protected Status, or TPS. In Mississippi, last week, dozens of children were left to sleep in the gym of their school because their parents had been arrested by ICE. On Thursday, I watched a video from CBS News where a little girl, the daughter of an immigrant who was arrested by ICE, was crying because her dad had been arrested. The video was absolutely heartbreaking. Last month, Cory Booker had to walk 5 migrants seeking asylum across the border into Texas. The 5 women were seeking asylum from domestic violence in their home countries. While waiting in Mexico for the completion of their asylum proceedings, the women were reportedly victims of sexual assault. I believe that we must stand up against immoral immigration policies. I believe that we must stand up against family separation. I believe that we must stand up against racist rhetoric directed at immigrants. I believe that we must stand for unity in the face of divisive and hateful rhetoric about immigrants. Creo que podemos hacerlo mejor. Estoy con inmigrantes. If you've got comments or questions about this episode of the PolySum podcast, I'd really like to hear them. You could tweet them at me at JRTSumner2000, or you could go to anchor.fm/polysum and record a voice message that might be on my next episode of the podcast. And if you enjoy this podcast, please don't forget to like it and share it.